He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Monday morning, the August 6th live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in Carlsbad, California. Boy, we got the NASDAQ starting to heat up here this morning. It's now up 16 points. That puts it at 7,828. I think Apple's starting to take off once again. Apple has become a market leader once again. The Dow, on the other hand, still worried about China, still worried about Trump, still worried about Xi. The Chinese and the U.S. still in a standoff over trade negotiations. We've got the Dow down 69 points this morning, 25,393. The S&P 500 is up about a point to 2,841. The Russell 2000 Small Cap Index up about the same as the NASDAQ here, 0.2%. So we have a little bit of risk on back in the market today after a huge day Thursday and then a fairly quiet day on Friday after that weaker than expected jobs report. The Russell 2000 is at 1676. Crude oil is having a good day, up 60 cents. To $69.09 per ounce per barrel. Gold is up, or is down $6.10 per ounce to $12.17. Silver down 13 cents to $15.32, and the 10-year yield. Man, I'll tell you what, 3% is acting as resistance. Every time the 10-year yield bumps its head on 3%, it says ouch. And then it retracts. It's currently at 2.93%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. You're listening to Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in Carlsbad, California. Once again, broadcasting from a very sunny and beautiful day here in Charleston, South Carolina, where on Friday night I watched my wife dance the Charleston. I didn't know she had it in her, but she does. She's quite the dancer, and she got the jazz band, five-piece jazz band. Man, I'll tell you what, there's some good music here in Charleston. They played the Charleston for her, and she did quite a number on it. Anyways, a lot happening in the market, a lot happening over the weekend. They're not happy in Venezuela, are they? Maduro, that's President Maduro, survived an assassination attempt. At least one explosion rocked a military event where Venezuela's President Maduro was giving a speech on Saturday. The country is in a severe economic crisis. It has sparked, listen to this, malnutrition, hyperinflation, and mass emigration. And folks want socialism? That's almost hard to believe. Let me just repeat that. Malnutrition, hyperinflation, and mass immigration and an assassination attempt over the weekend. Other than that, socialism is the way to go. Latest rhetoric in the U.S.-China trade war. President Trump says the U.S. has the upper hand. Well, we'll see. He said that at a weekend rally outside of Columbus, Ohio, adding that Chinese stocks are down. You know, Trump must be reading my newsletter. I've been pointing that out, saying the Chinese market has just been clobbered. I mean, look at the A shares, the ASHR ETF, which tracks the A shares in China. Those are the stocks that a lot of people can buy here in the U.S. So far this year, the China A shares are down 20.5%. That's a bear market. Also, Trump claims that the duties are working big time. Well, we'll see. He also suggests that it will be allow paying down the large amounts of $21 trillion in debt that has been accumulated. That is true. That trade deficit adds to our big debt that we have here in the U.S., $21 trillion. At least somebody's attacking that $21 trillion in debt that keeps going up, trying to reduce it. He says that working on this big trade imbalance would help work on that $21 trillion in debt, and that is true. Over the weekend, China's state media accused the U.S. of blackmail and said its most recent retaliatory tariffs showed irrational restraint. They think we're being very irrational. In the meantime, Fed President Ballard down there in St. Louis, he says if anyone's protectionist here, it's China. Well, China added liquid natural gas to a list of potential $60 billion in tariffs. Let's see how LNG is doing today. LNG is a big exporter of liquid natural gas. LNG is actually up a little bit today. So I guess they're not taking that threat too seriously. We have Chinese equities sliding once again. Let's see how that Shanghai Composite is doing this morning. They are really feeling the pain. That's the bottom line here. And the bottom line is the Chinese market's down another 1%. It's scraping bottom. If you look at FXI, which tracks the FTSE China 25 index, it's gone from 54 in late January to $41 per share. That's a loss of about 20%, over 20% from top to bottom. So the bear market in Chinese equities continues. Well, the sanctions are going to come down hard on Iran here. That could affect companies like Boeing and Airbus. Iran gets its last few planes. They took delivery of 5 turbochap aircraft. Despite orders of 200 planes, no, they can't take those deliveries because the sanctions are going to start to bite. You know, I showed in my newsletter over the weekend a chart of the Iranian currency, the rial. That thing has just been clobbered since the beginning of the year. And I made a quip, which I think is true. That chart looks as bad as the chart of Bitcoin, which is down some 50% since the beginning of the year. Here's the Fed's Ballard's comments. Again, he says, countries espousing free trade in response to U.S. trade war threats should just drop all their own tariffs to zero, but they won't. That's St. Louis Fed President James Ballard. Why is that not going to happen, he says? Because they're protecting their industries. So they are protectionist. Now, to me, this is the biggest news of the day. And I think I'll wait till the break, after the break, to talk about it. Jamie Dimon of J.P. Morgan. What did he tell Bloomberg today about the 10-year Treasury note? Wow, you might want to listen to this if you're in an asset allocation. The bond market so far this year is currently down 3.7% since the beginning of the year. That's the 10-year. The longer-term U.S. Treasuries are now down 6% year-to-date. In the meantime, the S&P 500 is up 6% year-to-date. You have a 50-50 bond stock mix. Well, you're not doing so well this year. You know, a lot of people compare money managers' performance to the S&P 500. When the vast majority of investors are in asset allocations these days, I think a money manager's performance should be compared to a traditional and very common asset allocation. Just as a rule of thumb, if you're 60 years old, you'd have 60% of your assets in the bond market, which is down 3.6% so far this year, and you'd have another 50% in the stock market, which is up 6.2%. you'd be up about 2 or 3% so far this year. Now, within that stock portion of your portfolio, you'd have heavy exposure to the emerging markets, which I don't have any emerging market exposure except for two stocks. The emerging markets are down 5.6. So you'd basically be flat on the year. It's become my opinion recently that to compare a money manager's performance, yes, S&P 500 is important, but how about the more common asset allocations that are out there? This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back with Jamie Dimon's big warning. Take heed. We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Bill Gunderson's team is packing their bags and heading for Minnesota in September. We can't wait to get back to the land of Bob Dylan, Prince, the Twins, and of course the Vikings. We have set aside Tuesday, September 10th through Friday, September 14th to meet the folks one-on-one. In addition to this, we'll be putting on a workshop on Wednesday, September 12th. We will start at 6:30 p.m. and go until 8:30. All are invited, but space is limited. Once we are full, we are full. We'll be camped out for the week at the Radisson Blue, which is conveniently located at the Mall of the Americas in Bloomington. We have about 25 one-hour slots available to meet with you and see how we might be able to help you in reaching your financial goals. These spots will go fast, so don't delay in reserving one now. If you'd like to reserve a one-hour slot to meet with Bill Gunderson's team or reserve a spot to our workshop, you can go to our website, GundersonCapital.com, GundersonCapital.com, or call us at 855-611-BEST.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Okay, I think we're back. Yeah, I don't know what happened. It just okay. And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio. We had a quick little disconnect there. Hopefully, we're connected here once again. Okay, here's Jamie Dimon's warning that he gave over the weekend. This happened at the Aspen Institute's 25th annual Summer Celebration Gala this weekend. Here's what Jamie Dimon had to say about the bond market. Jamie Dimon said, you better be prepared to deal with rates 5% or higher. Can you imagine? I mean, it's at 3 now, just under 3. Here you've got a guy who has his finger on the pulse of the economy, I would say, telling folks that you better be prepared to deal with rates 5% or higher. He says it's a higher probability than most people think. The 10-year note has a ways to go to reach that level, obviously. We're down at 2.97 here today. Last week it did hit 3%. But Dimon is warning of a 5% print on the 10-year Treasury. And like he said, it's probably there's higher probability than most people think. He is still optimistic, however, on the financial markets. He says the current bull market can continue for about 2 to 3 more years because the economy is doing well. Well, I talk to folks every single day that think we're in a bear market now or that there's a bear market looming out there tomorrow or by Friday or by Thursday or for certain by next Monday. I tell them I take it a day at a time. I take it a week at a time. I had a bull market signal back in March of 2009, March 27th to be exact. I've been on that bull market signal ever since. I always keep my eyes in the rear view mirror. We're always watching for things like an inverted yield curve. We're watching for the initial jobless claims to start ticking higher. We're looking for interest rates to start ticking higher. We're looking for inflation to start ticking higher. We're looking for GDP to start contracting. We're looking for the unemployment rate to start going up. We're looking for PMI numbers to start dropping. Yellow warning signs flashing all over the place. But right now, as I sit here today, I can't tell you that I see any signs yet. I would say the biggest one, the one that's the closest, but it's still not imminent, would be an inverted yield curve. That is when the 2-year rate becomes greater than the 10-year rate, when short-term rates are higher than long-term rates. You have what we call an inverted yield curve. I have added that indicator to my newsletter so that we can monitor that on a weekly basis. And of course, I check it every single day. But right now, I think as of Friday, we had 32 basis points separation between the 2-year Treasury and the 10-year Treasury. The 10-year Treasury is at about 3, and the 2-year is at about 2.68, so 32 basis points currently separate them. We will keep our eye on that going forward. Now, I wrote a lot about Apple over the weekend becoming a trillion-dollar company. If you didn't read my newsletter, I predicted the next trillion-dollar company. You can take a look at that. Go to my website at GundersonCapital.com. I put a lot of work into this week's newsletter, summing up what happened last week, making predictions for future weeks, making comments on a lot of stocks last week. It was a very busy week of earnings. That newsletter should be very, very valuable for you at this current time in the market, which is a very unique time in the market. It's a unique time to be alive, let alone a unique time to be in the market. You can go to my website again at GundersonCapital.com. Speaking of Apple, which became the first trillion-dollar company, I wrote a little tribute, just a short tribute, to Steve Jobs. I mean, look, you look at the guys like Thomas Edison and Einstein and whoever, some of the inventors out there that have invented great things over the years, Eli Whitney, all kinds of different inventions. Doesn't Steve Jobs belong somewhere? Orville and Wilbur Wright near the top of that list? I mean, he changed the music world. He changed the telephone world. Look at how many different things that your iPhone can handle all in one little handheld device. My hat is off to Steve Jobs, the late Steve Jobs, one of the great inventors, one of the biggest world changers of all time. Apple, speaking of which, dropped InfoWars from their podcast directory. All you Alex Jones fans, you can write a letter or email to timcook@apple.com, I guess, if you're an InfoWar Alex Jones. Should they be allowed to remove his podcast from their podcast list? Mine is still there. Maybe I will be removed. I don't know. We'll see. Saudis cut trade ties with Canada. Oh, you think it's just us. Saudi Arabia is freezing all new business and investment transactions with Canada after the government in Ottawa expressed concern over recent arrest of civil society and women's rights activists in the kingdom. It also gave the Canadian ambassador 24 hours to leave the country. I think I'd get out if I was him. I'd catch the first plane out. Southwest has got to have one that's leaving in the next 25 minutes. They also recalled their own ambassador to Canada, saying it retained its rights to take further action. Well, that guy up in Canada, Trudeau, he's a little bit out there anyways. Now, when we come back, I've got some individual stocks to talk about. I think we're expecting about 60 companies to report earnings this week from the S&P 500. Where are we at so far? And what is this big news on Bitcoin that everybody is calling a game changer? More on that in a bit. It's Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months, or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Bill Gunderson's team is packing their bags and heading for Minnesota in September. We can't wait to get back to the land of Bob Dylan, Prince, the Twins, and of course the Vikings. We have set aside Tuesday, September 10th through Friday, September 14th to meet the folks one-on-one. In addition to this, we'll be putting on a workshop on Wednesday, September 12th. We will start at 6:30 p.m. and go until 8:30. All are invited, but space is limited. Once we are full, we are full. We'll be camped out for the week at the Radisson Blue, which is conveniently located at the Mall of the Americas in Bloomington. We have about 25 one-hour slots available to meet with you and see how we might be able to help you in reaching your financial goals. These spots will go fast, so don't delay in reserving one now. If you'd like to reserve a one-hour slot to meet with Bill Gunderson's team or reserve a spot to our workshop, you can go to our website, GundersonCapital.com. GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free four-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com. There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio. We continue to get a full house, boy, for that Minnesota workshop and appointments. I haven't checked the appointment calendar lately. I'll get an update later today. But we are will be there September 10th, 11th, 12th, 13th. And the workshop is Wednesday, September the 12th. We'll be at the Radisson Blue. And if you'd like to meet with us, for a one-hour meeting with myself and my financial planning team. You can give us a call at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, or you can go to our website at GundersonCapital.com. Okay, Bitcoin. I did a little quip in my newsletter over the weekend, but it's true. The Iranian currency has been slaughtered this year. I showed a chart of it. The chart looked just like Bitcoin's chart. Bitcoin, since the beginning of the year. Now, don't say I didn't warn you. Bitcoin is down 47.8% since the beginning of the year. It began the year at 13,444. It hit 7,018 on Friday. That's a 47.8% loss. You lost half of your value in the cryptocurrency, the most popular cryptocurrency, the biggest cryptocurrency. Yet Starbucks is going all in. And, of course, the Bitcoin fans are all excited about this. But I see the responses. Bitcoin's down 1% today. Starbucks going all in on cryptocurrency is the biggest news of the year for Bitcoin, says Brian Kelly of BK Capital Management. Does BK stand for bankrupt? It paves the way for a Bitcoin ETF. Well, that's been tried before, and the SEC keeps saying no. The coffee chain, along with Intercontinental Exchange, Microsoft, among others, announced on Friday they're working to launch a new company called Bakkt, B-A-K-K-T, along with enabling consumers to use Bitcoin and other cryptos at Starbucks. How many cryptos will that latte cost you? Bakkt will leverage the Microsoft Cloud to create a regulated digital asset ecosystem to buy, sell, store, and spend digital currency. I do think digital currencies are going to be around, and I do think they will play a role. Do I want to invest in them? No, I do not want to invest in them. Okay, here's a little stock that I thought I'd bring up here because I noticed it. It was A plus every day in my app. I go through my A plus ranked momentum stocks. Okay. One that has been an A-plus for about the last week or so has been a little company headquartered in Lakewood, Colorado, by the name of Energy Fuels, Inc. Now, maybe you've never heard of Energy Fuels, Inc., but I did a little bit of research over the weekend on this company. By the way, the symbol is U. There's a lot of U's there. There's no me. There's no me. There's no, no I in team. Just a lot of U's here in Energy Fuels. This stock has been exploding to the upside, literally. I mean, it was $2 a share late in June, and now it's $3. It hit almost $4 a share on Friday, almost a double here in the last several months, hence an A-plus momentum grade. Well, you see, this is, once I read the story about the company, it all made sense to me. This is one of the companies that's at the center of that whole Uranium One incident while Hillary Clinton was the Secretary of State. And President Obama, during his term, clamped down on uranium mining in the U.S. And it, this Bear's Ear big national park in Utah had a lot of areas in it that have rich uranium deposits. Also, there's a lot of mines by the Grand Canyon that have rich uranium deposits. What did we do as a United States of America? We sold one of our biggest uranium deposits, located up in that area, to the Russians. Does that make any sense to you whatsoever? Now, I mean, I've been following this story all along, but this is kind of an update on this story here recently. Number one, you go back and you say, why in the world would we sell our largest uranium mine, one of them, to the Russians? Kazakhstan, why in the heck would we do that? Well, of course, Hillary Clinton was the Secretary of the State at the time. And a lot of pressure was put on President Obama, probably by her. And in exchange, there was millions and millions of dollars that exchanged hands and funneled into the Clinton Foundation right after all of this went down. Now, you know, just looking at it from an energy point of view and from a security point of view, uranium is used for nuclear power. Uranium is used for nuclear weapons. Of course, Russia's very close to Iran. I mean, they're buddy-buddy. You don't think they're passing enriched uranium to Iran? And we're giving it to them from our richest mines here? Who's playing for which side here? Makes no sense whatsoever. Well, anyway, since Trump's been in, whether you like the guy or not, he has loosened the restrictions placed on our uranium deposits and says we need to mine that stuff. We need to not give that stuff away. We need to be in a position where we're uranium independent, just like we're becoming energy independent. We import. We have to import 80%, and in many cases, it's our own uranium. Well, of course, the previous administration was very much anti-nukes, anti-nuclear power. That could be one explanation. But I think if you follow the money trail, well, okay. So how do you play this whole thing? Well, this little stock, Energy Fuels, is a $272 million market cap company. They are engaged in the exploration and mining of uranium properties, some of it in that Bear's Ears, which was closed and now reopened for mining in Colorado, Utah, Arizona, Wyoming, and New Mexico. And Energy Fuels UUU has been on a real run here recently. So just thought I'd bring that to your attention. You know, I learn a lot by looking at the stock market and looking at individual stocks and looking at activity in individual stocks. And I said, what is going on with this UUUU? It was up 44% on Friday. Well, they reported massive earnings and massive sales. They reported 8 cents in earnings. I think that's their first profitable quarter in many, 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 many moons. So there's the story behind your UUUU. Berkshire Hathaway, they reported record earnings. Of course, that's Warren Buffett's fund. The earnings surged 67%. Revenues beat consensus. And you got to take your hat off to Mr. Buffett, who recently made a big investment in Apple. Was he right? Well, either it's a self-fulfilling prophecy or the guy was right. And, you know, Apple had a huge week last week. It had a big surge. It's following through again today. It becomes the first trillion-dollar company. And in my newsletter this week, I asked the open-ended question, and I answered it, who's next? Okay, well, here we are year to date in the market. We're 8 months through the year. We have 4 months left to go. The Dow is up a whopping 3% year to date. The Dow 30 stocks have been held down by the ongoing trade war, which Trump says we will win, which China says they will win. In the meantime, many multinationals like Caterpillar and Dow DuPont and Boeing, etc., are caught up in the middle. So you have the Dow this year lagging the other U.S. indexes. We move to the S&P 500, which has less exposure to the multinationals, a little more exposure to the tech stocks, the energy stocks, the medical stocks, the financials, which are more unaffected by the trade war. The S&P is up 6.2% year-to-date. Now, you could use that as your benchmark to compare a money manager or a wealth manager like myself. I've done very well so far this year with my Premier Growth and my Ultra Growth funds. But I think you need to compare that S&P 500 performance with a typical asset allocation, because like I say, the bond market so far this year is down 3.7%, and the emerging markets are down 5.6%. I would say the vast majority of people, investors, are not having a very good year. Well, depends on your asset allocation. We'll be right back.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST.
Bill Gunderson's team is packing their bags and heading for Minnesota in September. We can't wait to get back to the land of Bob Dylan, Prince, the Twins, and of course the Vikings. We have set aside Tuesday, September 10th through Friday, September 14th to meet the folks one-on-one. In addition to this, we'll be putting on a workshop on Wednesday, September 12th. We will start at 6:30 p.m. and go until 8:30. All are invited, but space is limited. Once we are full, we are full. We'll be camped out for the week at the Radisson Blue, which is conveniently located at the Mall of the Americas in Bloomington. We have about 25 one-hour slots available to meet with you and see how we might be able to help you in reaching your financial goals. These spots will go fast, so don't delay in reserving one now. If you'd like to reserve a one-hour slot to meet with Bill Gunderson's team or reserve a spot to our workshop, you can go to our website, GundersonCapital.com, GundersonCapital.com, or call us at 855-611-BEST.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we are just about through this current quarter of earnings. We have now had 81% of the companies in the S&P 500 that have reported earnings for Q2 2018. 80% have beat their earnings estimates. That's a very, very strong number. And 74% have beat their sales estimates. That's also a very strong number. I would say the most high-profile misses have been Netflix, Facebook, Twitter, Intel. That's affected the NASDAQ somewhat this quarter. But overall, this has been the second best earnings season during this entire bull market run. All right. Now, for this quarter, when all is said and done, right now, analysts are expecting earnings growth of 24% versus this same quarter last year. And you know, this number has just been going up every week. It wasn't that long ago. It was about 18 or 19%. And then another week of earnings came in. And it was about 20, 21%. Then another week of earnings came in, and it was 22%. And as of last Friday, the estimate is now at 24%, which will mark the second highest quarter of earnings growth during this bull market. And we're expecting continued earnings growth throughout the rest of the year. And then the numbers start to get more realistic when we begin the new year. This quarter that we're currently in, which is Q3 2018, we're right now analysts are projecting earnings growth of 20.7%. And to finish up the year in Q4 2018, analysts are projecting earnings growth of 17.8%. Now, one of the reasons has been the effects of the tax cuts. Another reason has been the easy comparisons, especially as it relates to the energy patch and basic materials, which contribute about 10 or 15% to S&P 500 earnings. They've had very easy comparisons, because they were in despondency a year ago today, and now they're healthy again. So as we enter into the new year 2019, we're going to drop back down to that 7 to 8% quarter-over-quarter earnings growth, which is still good, but it won't be like this year where it's eye-popping. Now, the S&P 500 is currently trading at 16.5 times forward earnings. That's just a little bit higher than the five-year average of 16.2, but given this kind of earnings growth that we're experiencing right now, and given this low interest rate environment that we're experiencing right now, 16.5 times forward earnings is not all that bad. Oh, it's not great. It's not 12 times forward earnings. It's not 11 times. It's 16.5. But having said that, we're growing by 20, 21. And in fact, this quarter's 24. So you could say that the market is currently trading at a discount to its growth rate. Now, the average consensus Target price for the S&P 12 months from now is right around $3,100 to $3,200. The S&P 500 right now is trading at $2,841. So most analysts over the next 12 months believe that it can get to $3,000, somewhere between $3,000 and $3,200. And you had Jamie Dimon say today, and he said it before, he believes we're in about the sixth inning of a nine-inning game, and today he said the same thing. He put out that same dire warning on the bond market, which has not come true yet, but bonds are down over 3% this year. And he also said that, I believe we have 2 to 3 more years, at least based on the numbers that are out there now, of this current bull market. But like I say, it's all about asset allocation. If you're in the emerging markets, too much there, that's taken a huge bite out of your returns this year. If you have too much in fixed income, that's taking a huge bite out of your return this year. The leading asset classes this year are the areas that I'm clustered in, and that happens to be the growth stocks that don't have a lot of exposure to overseas trade. That includes a lot of NASDAQ stocks. The NASDAQ continues to be a leading index in 2016 or 2018. In fact, as we look at the NASDAQ right now for the year, let's see, let me get back to my scorecard here. The NASDAQ so far in 2018 is up 13.2%. Okay, so if you're in the emerging markets, if you're in the bond market, you're underwater. You have a lot of exposure to the NASDAQ stocks. The NASDAQ's up 13%. The other leading index this year are small cap stocks. I started warning you months ago in my newsletter that there was something going on in Smallville. S&P 600 small cap index up 12.5% year to date. And I have also been heavily clustered in that area of the market. The third best performer this year are the mid-cap stocks, up 5% year-to-date. And lastly, the energy sector. Oil prices are up 14.2%. The worst performing asset classes, being a bear in the market, you're wrong. You've been wrong for a long time. Being loaded up with gold, you're wrong. You're in a bad asset class. It was down 6.4% again this year. It's gone nowhere in the last several years. Yes, okay, we'll wait for the currency to collapse and all that. Not happening yet. And if you're invested overseas, you're in the wrong place. And if you're in fixed income and you're in the wrong place, there's a lot of bad neighborhoods and only a few good ones this year. I call them the best neighborhoods now. You want an active money manager or a passive one? You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, or GundersonCapital.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.